Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon. First, Mom and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man in his 30s from Britain. But his story takes place in Thailand. Now, rescue volunteers in Thailand, they received a frantic emergency call from our honoree. The volunteer said he was screaming incoherently and that while they couldn't quite translate his panic, they did understand that he needed their assistance ASAP. So they rushed to the hotel room where he was staying, and they walked into what they call a bloody scene. According to the medics, the bed was covered in blood, a prostitute was in the middle of it, and a man who'd called for help was screaming. The medics, they immediately assumed it was a stabbing, but it was not a stabbing. One medic said, and I quote, "I thought there'd been a stabbing. It was a big relief when we realized what had actually happened." So what had actually happened? Well, our honoree had to explain to the medics that he was having sex so vigorously that he ripped his frenulum. Do you know what your frenulum is?
No.
The frenulum is that small piece of skin that connects the foreskin to the penis. And he ripped that completely off. He was too embarrassed to go to the hospital, so he had to be treated at the scene. He's expected to be okay. The one medic said, and I quote, "He was in a lot of pain. But we thought it was very funny."
I was like, they were relieved?
They were
relieved. Who was relieved?
Well,
if I saw that as a grown man, I wouldn't be relieved. I'd feel bad for the guy.
I don't feel bad. You got a prostitute and you did it wrong. I mean, like, come on, man. I mean, but they said it was so, I don't know how much it bleeds, but I guess it is a lot. Because the way they explain it, there's more to it than that.
You're going to have to show me on a diagram what part of this ripped.
All right.
Where was he at?
He was in Thailand. He got a prostitute, right?
Was there for the beaches.
Right? Looking at the beaches, like, same reason everyone goes to Thailand. And, he ripped that bit of skin that connects the foreskin to the actual penis. But I guess that leaves a massive blood trail. They said when they opened the door, the first thing you see is the bed, and, like, it was covered in blood, but the prostitute was still laying in the middle of it.
Why would you get out of the bed?
So they thought, well, apparently he got out because he's panicking, but they thought he had stabbed her, and, like, she's bleeding out. And she's like, "It's not my blood." And then I realized what was going on with him. And so they said, "We need to take you to the hospital." It's like, no. I don't want to go anywhere else. Just help me out. So I don't know what they did to fix his deal, but they fixed his deal.
It's also kind of sad they walked in and just, you know, he probably just stabbed a prostitute.
Yeah, I know that.
Didn't you do that in the movie?
No, man, I killed her.
Oh, but how?
You shoot her. Hmm. Beat her.
You know what?
I thought you stabbed her.
She was already dead when I shot the scene.
The actress is alive.
All right.
But you never found out in a little bit of script, like, what did I do to kill her?
Dude, you know me, man. I get caught up in the moment, I do my scenes, and then I'm out.
Yes, Ted the Thespian.
And I never watch the movie ever again.
Oh, no. I don't review my work. I just get in the moment and do it.
Move on
to the
next project.
The problem was getting into character for that one was highly dangerous.
He method acted by killing prostitutes.
Yeah.
What did you have to think about?
What do you think about in a scene where you're showing remorse for having killed a hooker that's laying dead next to you in a bed?
Covered in blood.
Well, it was more tough because I had to fight with myself because I was upset that I had killed the hooker.
Did you have to struggle real time to not look at her exposed boob?
Yes. That was the fight I took to myself. You know, in my head, it was, don't look at the boobs.
Behind the scenes.
She's dead. Supposed to be dead.
She's dead. Don't look at her boobs.
Ted, just don't look at her boobs. Do not look at her boobs. And action. Damn it.
I wonder if police have to do that in real life.
Yeah, I mean, that movie takes a weird turn if I start staring at a supposed dead body. I should say that movie took a weird turn and start.
it comes out weird. All right, let's drink to our man with the torn foreskin.
Oh, that's terrible.
Attaboy.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
All right, Wobbin, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Danny, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right. As I do for each person, you have your choice of one of three stories. One of them is tried and true. The other two I've been holding over for the last week or so. We have one story that involves the Wienermobile, which found itself violating a certain traffic law. And we also have the story that involves where you'd have to guess the driver because of the amount of damage this particular driver did. So would you like to go Wienermobile or driver?
Wiener, 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 wiener.
Let's do the Wienermobile.
Wiener! All right, Danny, I like you, man. I like you, Danny.
Let's do Wienermobile.
That's right, man. Let's get this taken care of.
Yeah, the Wienermobile story's been floating around for the last couple of days. People have actually emailed me to let me know that they're pissed that people did not pick Wienermobile. So here you go, everyone. Now, if you're driving...
I'm glad I can be the man.
All right, Danny is the man. Let's see if you get this right. But if you're driving a 27-foot-long hot dog, you're going to attract a lot of attention, including from the cops. So you might want to follow the traffic laws, right? Case in point, we go to Waukesha, Wisconsin. They pulled over the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile this past weekend after it violated a traffic law. Now, technically, it wasn't the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, as the company has a fleet of six. I did not realize that. But the police department tweeted that the driver of the orange and yellow vehicle was let off with just a verbal warning. Now, had the driver been ticketed, they would have been on the hook for a $249 fine and 3 points on their license.
Wow.
My question is, what law do you think they violated? Was it tailgating slash, was it tailgating, failure to use a turn signal, speeding, or failing to allow an emergency vehicle to pass? So again, was it Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, 27-foot-long hot dog driving down the street? Were they tailgating? Did they fail to use their turn signal? Were they speeding? Or did they fail to allow an emergency vehicle to pass?
I mean, with such a high ticket, I'd have to think it'd be failing to letting an emergency vehicle pass.
But in that seriousness, and I'm not trying to be play devil's advocate here, but in the seriousness of the violation, you would think that you would get that ticket. Like, if that's the offense... I'm going to assume that that's the most serious of all of those, depending on how fast you're driving. And if you're,
sure.
All that. How long ago did this happen?
Yeah,
about a week ago.
You also drive a giant wiener, so, I mean, you can get off of some stuff with that. No pun intended.
You say no bun intended?
Oh,
no,
boy.
No,
it's just getting worse.
I don't know. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
You think you get more of a pass? Because I guess you do. Right? Anyone else would get a ticket in any one of these four circumstances, whatever you're doing. But if you're driving a Wienermobile... Even though the cops are pissed and they're going to pull you over, they still let you
what
off.
What state was it in?
Wisconsin.
But at the end of the day, that cop and that officer that pulled him over gets to say that, yeah, I pulled over the Wienermobile today.
But the other problem with the Wienermobile, how do you impound it? Like, what's the tow truck that takes a 27-foot-long Wienermobile to the impound line?
What you said they impounded it?
They did not.
They did not. All right. So he's got it. And how much was the ticket for?
It would have been $249 and 3 points on the license, but instead, because it's the Wienermobile, they got a pass.
I mean, I hear what you're saying about the emergency vehicle, but I don't know, man. It might just be speeding. None of these seem like something the Wienermobile should be doing.
Well, because, look, again, you're driving a 27-foot-long hot dog. Like, just obey the traffic laws because everyone that sees you is watching it.
And people get excited.
I really do, man. I even get excited. I'm a 50-year-old man. I see the Wienermobile every so often. I get excited. It's not even like they give me anything.
It'd be funny, though, if he was tailgating and he was following a bread truck.
Yeah, I mean, throw line with you. Last time I heard the Wienermobile was in the area, I went to see it.
I know, it's ridiculous. Right? And nothing happens.
They don't grill hot dogs.
They don't grill hot dogs. They don't hand anything.
Sometimes they have the little whistle.
But I mean, like...
The Wiener whistle?
Wiener whistle.
Yeah. I honestly just look at the Wienermobile and that
I'm
makes my day.
I'm thinking maybe speeding, man. Because, I mean, the guy's been eating hot dogs all day. He's got a heavy pork foot.
I'll say failure to use turn signal makes the most sense as far as getting a verbal warning.
Sure.
Yeah, but if he got out for almost a $300, whatever it was, almost $300 ticket.
Yeah, it's definitely probably not failure to use your turn signal.
Right, I'm with you. I think because of the price of the ticket, it's got to be speeding or...
failure to let an emergency vehicle pass.
But also, it's a Wienermobile. Maybe they couldn't see it. I mean, is there a back window on
that? You think there's a blind spot in the Wienermobile?
I think there's
Yeah, it's about 26 feet long.
Yeah.
Miles, what do you think? Does it fall under a commercial vehicle? So it has to, right?
That's why I was assuming that the fine was higher, was because of the size of the vehicle.
I mean, it's the definition of a commercial vehicle because it's even shaped like a hot dog and says the name of the parent company.
Okay, Danny, we've got tailgating in the Wienermobile, failure to use a turn signal, speeding, or failure to let an emergency vehicle pass. What are you thinking there on your final answer?
3 points and almost a $300 ticket. I think I'm going to have to stick with my original answer and go with failure to let an emergency vehicle pass.
Okay. We're going to find out if the Wienermobile was pulled over for tailgating, failure to use a turn signal, speeding, or failure to let an emergency vehicle pass next.
Uh-oh. Whoops. Damn it.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
At 2-0 Wisconsin on Profile List, we've got a Wienermobile on the road.
Yeah.
And it gets pulled over by the cops for a traffic violation. The driver was let off with a verbal warning, but we're asking you what the tickets that did not get actually given was for. Was the Wienermobile tailgating, failure to using a turn signal, speeding, or failure to let an emergency vehicle pass?
Yeah, Danny, we asked you that exact question, and you said based on the cost of the ticket, $249, and 3 points on the license, you said, man, it's just got to be it didn't get out of the way for an emergency vehicle, because that's a lot of punishment for a traffic violation. You are correct.
Nice work.
He knows his wieners.
Wienermobile, not an ambulance. Goodbye.
That is messed up. Come on, man. Get out of the way.
Maybe he couldn't see him. He's giant. It's a giant hot dog.
I mean, look, I hear...
That's probably what he told the guy, too. Like, look, man, I'm driving a giant hot dog. I can't see that far back.
I don't know where to get over. Like, it's not, people won't let me in.
Mm-hmm. Right, and if you get fired from that job, the only other option is the peanut mobile.
Oh, nobody wants
that. Or
the
nut mobile.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He died.
He's dead, man.
Thanks, Ted.
Sorry.
Now for all the TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! You know, if you watch the news, sometimes there's stories that are funny. Some people, you know, not everybody's a news reporter, but some people have trouble announcing certain things, and they might just laugh for no good reason. It happens to the best of us. So I thoroughly enjoy watching a news reporter that can't keep it together. So we're going to travel to what other state but Florida. So basically, here's the deal. A guy gets caught with a bunch of drugs. They put him in a cop car. And somehow, high on cocaine, he decides to eat a seat.
Key West deputies say 37-year-old Melvin Stubbs had 40 grams of cocaine on him at the time of his arrest. But on his way to jail, deputies say Stubbs, quote, chewed up or ate the seat of the patrol car. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat. Stubbs faces charges of cocaine trafficking and resisting arrest charges along with property damage.
I don't know that I heard anybody with a bigger smile say cocaine trafficking.
Yeah, right. The thing that amazed me about the story, I'm like, people on cocaine never eat. And he's eating a seat.
Must have been a bucket of fried chicken seat.
You can see her laughing on the Metro Facebook page. Yeah, that's a strange story.
It really is.
It's super strange, right?
And and sometimes I feel bad for the people that have to do the news because, like, look, we can laugh about whatever we want, right? Because we don't take it seriously. But no one comes here thinking we're not an authority on anything, right? But when you're on the news, man, you have to present this kind of unbiased.
They're not
serious
an authority on
anything. It's not that they're an authority, but you go there because, quote unquote, they're trusted, right? Basically, they can read well. But they also do research. They know what's going on. And You have to present some of these stories, man. It's got to be real tough not to laugh
at. Are you just tugging at your satchel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you satchel tugging? Like, I'm speaking to you.
Yeah,
and I'm
like you gave it like four good tugs.
He just grabbed his nuts while I'm talking to him. Like, God,
I haven't turned my head after the first tug. And I'm
can
like,
I look gonna, away?
Are you going to keep digging at that thing or what? What's going on? Are they sticking to your thigh or what? Is it lack of humidity?
I get it, man. But
I know it's cold out. I don't know, man. They're sagging. Right,
but I'm being, okay. We're making eye contact.
Yeah, I know. You're just sitting there just pulling down your satchel.
I apologize.
What do you mean habit?
You never
that can't be a habit.
No, I don't reach down and grab my ball. Anytime I'm playing with my sack, like, you just kind of scope your surroundings.
Right.
It's like pulling fart. Underwear out of your butt.
Except for him. He doesn't care when he farts, but it's like letting down different. A fart.
Farts happen. Pulling underwear out of your butt, adjusting the satchel. Like, you always do the quick, you know, head turn.
But that was definitely a full testicle grab and pull down at least two or three times.
It's like, good Lord, man.
Well, the middle thing got on my jeans, kind of split the boys.
Oh, I see. Like my buddy Split Nut Chuck. Yeah, you could see it in his khakis.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a pair of jeans right now that is very dangerous.
You have like the man's camel toe?
Basically.
So, hey, man.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They're good for wintertime. I'm worried about the size.
We call those the Nutcracker.
Lululemon's making jeans now for men.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I mean, these things
unexpected
happen.
Unexpected development.
Yeah, exactly. Really was. Breaking news.
I know what you mean. Like, now I'm just going to do the
just get out there and grab, get a handful and yank
look,
on it.
I grew up with mid-90s rap. Everybody had one hand on their junk.
Right? Okay, that's true, man.
Everybody was doing it. It's my childhood, man. It ain't me. I guess there's a show on Netflix right now called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
I've heard of this. People have For talked real? To me about it. Yes.
I guess people really like it.
Why? Because it's me.
That's right. You like it. According to a new survey, 87% of people, they've gone through a process of decluttering at some point. It's called moving.
Seriously.
20% who do it thoroughly. That's called a new girlfriend. And women are more than twice as likely to do a thorough job.
They need to do it. Of all the people that I know, most men are more minimalist than women. And that's not just saying it in a sexist way. It's just the fact that guys are like, I don't want anything for my birthday. If a woman says, I don't want anything for it's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
So just know, as far as having stuff, there are guys, a lot of guys out there who love stuff. Don't get me wrong.
But it's usually specific stuff. I collect matchbox cars. Right. That's what I've got.
I'm into things who put gasoline in. You know, like I've got a four-wheeler. Yeah. You know, like, but
I'm an arsonist.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, oftentimes I have been the cluttery one in a relationship. And it's kind of, I mean, honestly, it's awesome. One girl's like, do you don't mind if I clean up?
Yeah.
Like, why would I care?
Well, like, her
you
point
break
is, like,
into my house
like, why do you need any more
than... There's the closet. There's the paper shredder. Like, go to town.
What do you wear a lot of? T-shirts. Why would you need to wear any more than 15 T-shirts? If you have any more than that, like, figure out, like, are you saving these because they're 50 years old? Are they your... Like, you do
maybe
laundry...
Maybe just wash shirts?
Even if you do laundry once every 2 weeks, that should be enough, you know?
I do have some specific ones that I keep.
So they say, like, if you haven't worn something in 3 or 4 years, get rid of it.
That I agree 100%.
Yeah.
If you don't wear it, then get rid of it. If you wear it, keep it. You can have 100 here. You can have 1,000 things. If you wear them, who cares?
Basically, the idea of the show is if you organize your life, then you'll have more time to be able to do other things than feel like you're behind all the time or your life is in a whirlwind because you've got all this stuff to do. So if you can just figure out a system and you take a lot of that crap out of the way, then you'll have more times to do the things you enjoy instead of sitting around, you know. Wasting your time cleaning crap.
Or you can not do
trying
it
to find things.
Go out and enjoy things.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's the other option.
The problem
like, you're
is,
still coming home
you're
to a pig
just
sky.
Going to enjoy yourself. Like, are you cool to come home to clutter?
Because
you can still go out and enjoy yourself.
But it's more.
The living room's clean. But like, the bedroom, like the bed's made, it'll be fine.
Right. Like, I'm sure when you got your couch, you vacuumed. Right away.
Yeah, I vacuum all the time.
Exactly,
but Dad, I'm dead serious. I'll vacuum my living room. I'll clean everything in the kitchen. And then I'll make my bed and go, it's good.
That's still part of the process, though. That's, you know what I mean?
All right, let's see what else we have here. you know what? Play-by-play hockey stuff. I don't know. Like, traditionally, I think of, like, Don Cherry, right?
Sure.
Right? He's from Canada. He's pretty famous. Hockey Night in Canada. You know, he's one of the most famous hockey. You think Barry Melrose, right?
Mm.
You don't oftentimes think of rappers.
That doing hockey? No.
Well, here's Snoop Dogg doing some play-by-play for the Kings game.
Oh, sweet.
Hands up.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he's stalling on him. He's firing on Cubs. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some.
Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who was number three for us?
Deion Phaneuf.
Deion, go get cracking, Deion.
Yeah,
go get him, Deion. Get him, Deion. Move, Deion. Get out the way. Go get him. Go get him.
Still jarring with him. A little chirping.
Okay, right. I like that. So when they do get into a competition like that, the referee has the sole control power to say, y'all not going to fight, right?
Mm. They can tell you that. You don't have to listen.
Well, they listen right there.
Yeah. See, the big boys get in, the linesmen. Those guys have the toughest job.
Okay, all right. So that was just mushing going on. It was more mushing than fighting. Yeah.
Face wash.
Okay, all right.
Those gloves are stinky.
That's why I love this sport, man. That's why I love this, because you got to be 100% man to play this, man.
He is right.
No, he is. He's fine narrating nature videos. Just give him a job talking about whatever he's seeing.
I also like just the interaction there, right? So I don't think most people know that mush or mush somebody just kind of like, you know, like just kind of push their face away.
Sure.
And I like they were called it, what's it, face washing?
Face washing.
So it's like they're talking about the same exact thing. And then hockey is weird in that way. Like it seems like sometimes the ref comes over and the two guys are just like, yeah, not yet.
Well,
like,
but the ref
might fight, but just not right now.
The ref hears him chirping the whole game.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he knows.
But I'm saying I think it's a good excuse too. Like sometimes you really want to fight. Sometimes you just kind of want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can tell. Guys don't want to fight. There's not a lot of time wasted.
No, and that's the problem.
And it could be the bar. It could be hockey. It doesn't matter. Guys that want to fight, like, they are fighting.
Right? Yeah.
Otherwise, right, you're just chirping at each other, blowing out your tongue. It's like, dude, how long are we going to do this before either we leave or just get another beer?
What if they ever, like, talk civil? You know what I mean? Like, look, hey, man.
I don't appreciate what you're doing.
I'm in Toronto, and the last time I was here, I went on a date with this really hot girl, and we're going out again tonight. And I don't want to look like ass or have my lip busted up because you know what I'm saying? Like, can you fight me?
Just ribs.
Can you fight me when we meet back up in Minnesota?
Oh, I'm punching you right in the face.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there's got to be audio of a mic'd up guy just being like, all right, listen, man, somebody took a shot of our, like, I got to fight you. And they're probably just like, all right, cool, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Whatever the situation is, or I can't fight tonight, my parents are in town.
Because, look, even if you get swollen, we're surrounded by ice.
My mom's going to be really upset if I have a black eye.
I think your mom's going to be upset if you don't have one, if she's a hockey mom.
That's a good point.
You know, there's like the sports jinx, right? Of like, this guy hasn't missed an extra point all year.
Right.
And then he misses it. I think the other one, too, is when family's in town. It's like I noticed watching that last Chargers game, they made a big deal about how many people Phillip Rivers had at the game watching. And they got smoked.
Bad.
Yeah. I think maybe that's a bad thing.
What was it with Tony Romo? Jessica Simpson? Is that who he was dating?
Every time
she's in the stands, like... I've seen him play when she's not in the stands. Kind of the same result.
Has anybody gone from like being a specific guy that people might have liked for one team and kind of, I mean, I took shots at Tony Romo for not making a play. But him as an announcer, as a play or as a color commentator, like, he's awesome. I don't know that anybody's ever, like, maybe Madden, right? But it seems like Tony Romo is like accelerating to like a new stratosphere role. Everybody's going to love him.
But just Madden he's a fun was announcer. Different. People enjoyed Madden because Madden made a lot of goofy noises and explained things the most basic way.
Right.
That guy there's going to go boom here. And it's like, right, fun, enjoyable, blah, blah, blah. Romo takes the time to actually explain what's going on. But it always sounds kind of positive. You know, it just seems like a decent guy. He wasn't controversial when he played. He was just a dude that you could kind of like who played football and never quite got it done.
Yeah. I also think at this point that's not on him. That's an organizational issue.
Yeah, I think
so. As much as you look at the Patriots and go... Okay, I think that's an organizational thing because they just keep winning.
Right, over and over.
I think the Cowboys are the opposite.
I like how they do the fake news thing, though. People say we suck.
Nobody said
the Patriots suck.
People say we suck, so we need a hype mechanism. So we're going to go with that to get everybody on board with the fact that people think we suck. And
I'm like, who in the last 15
Scott
years?
Scott Van Pelt on ESPN came out like, no one has ever said you suck. Like, there's not one sports broadcaster that's come out and said the Patriots are a bad team ever. They're a dynasty. They're legendary.
Right.
No one has ever said surely of all the teams, the Patriots won't be in it. So, like, that's just self-chatter, chirping crap. But don't blame it on other people like, now you're into the fake media crap.
Right.
Now you're blaming someone else. You can do a hype mechanism. Just
don't blame someone else.
But I will
else
say, in sports, we all get it. But that's been there forever in sports.
Maybe the guy at the bar thinks
somebody,
you suck.
I mean, know, like a couple yeah. people just, a couple of people were just saying, hey, look, here's yeah. the bottom line. Like, Tom Brady's not the same Tom Brady he was.
Right.
Also, there's a couple stats that are pretty bad for the Pats this year.
Yeah. Except they're in the AFC Championship game.
But nobody said, right? Nobody was like Brady sucks and the Pats suck.
I would come out
and
say,
they might not be as good, and he's right. gotten a little that's bit older.
Well, I think the difference of the hype machine is, no one believes you. Any other team could say, we've heard stuff all season. And it could even be the Rams, because people might say, maybe they're phony. Maybe no one said. The reason people say the Patriots suck is because we don't like them.
Sure.
It actually
that's
has
all it
nothing
is.
To do.
And that's all they have to do is
it.
Come out and say, like, look, people don't like us because we're so successful. They're mad at a guy in a Red Sox hat because of what we've done more so than the goddamn right. Red Sox. So it's just the fact that we've been so successful. We have a mark on our chest. People are out to get us because they know we're good. And we're not good as good all the time, but even if you had an off year this year, like, Gronk didn't catch that many passes.
They're in their eighth consecutive right. AFC I mean, championship
exactly.
game.
Exactly. Like, if this is the
nobody
worst.
Nobody thinks you suck.
If this is the worst
just
you've
shut
done,
up.
Like, obviously you're pretty
God
damn good.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like, oh, woe is us.
I don't even like the Patriots, yeah. but I would slap yeah. someone in the
I
mouth.
Mean, can you even get a Super Bowl ring for your pinky toe? I mean, is that even possible?
The funniest thing is not even that Tom Brady brought it up, is that the Boston media was like, yeah, Tom, everybody says you suck now.
Who?
Like,
who
says
that?
Yeah, like two guys on WAAF. No, I doubt it.
All right, let's see. Maroon 5. I guess we all knew this, but the NFL has finally confirmed that they will find the Super Bowl halftime show.
What, they had not confirmed it before?
Then? No. Everybody knew.
Way to get around to it.
Their guests will include Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast, who's from Atlanta. And it almost makes me sad that they have to put that in there.
I know.
Am I the only one who gets up at halftime, goes outside and gets high, fills my plate up with food, and does not watch the halftime show?
But remember, the Super Bowl, the teams get there, but everything else they plan is for everyone who's not a football fan.
Okay,
right?
Correct.
So,
I mean,
fair enough.
They make it
a
you're
show.
Right. You're right.
Like I said,
you're
I right. watch it for football. You're right. I like football. You're right. I do not care about your commercials.
That's
100%
correct.
I do not care. But, and that's fine. It's not that they're losing money about me, but
and that's why
the
everyone's
people
families
that show
go.
Up at the party,
sure.
right?
I get it.
Who were talking all game. And then every time a commercial comes on, everyone shuts up. I'm like, okay, this is for them.
Okay.
And then when the game comes back on, this
fair
is
enough.
For me.
And the Super Bowl.
I forget that.
Yeah,
the Super
it's
Bowl
an event
at the end
now.
Of the day, right, is as weird as this sounds, I don't know that that game is for football fans.
It's not.
Like, all the stuff that goes on around it is for everybody else. And Thrill's right. That is an American event. Whether or not you like NFL football or this and that, I can almost guarantee you will be with some people or – you will be invited to like a Super Bowl
because
type.
You eat.
You know what I mean?
Drink.
Your friends have a party, or like my buddy's gonna smoke some brisket.
Some pork. Oh, you know what it is?
Some pork. You're right. It is
gonna
be a pork.
I was not
shoulder.
Going to say pork.
Oh.
I was gonna make a dirty joke, but I stopped.
I was like, dude, you're right. It is pork. How did you know what's gonna be
when
brisket?
You're like, oh yeah. Like,
my favorite
oh,
thing
no.
is the new show that they're putting on after the fact that never will be successful based on any other thing. They'd be like, catch a brand new episode of the smash hit that the critics are loving, an all-new gonorrhea, right after the
right.
Super Bowl tonight. Like, they could call it that because it's not going to do any different than any other show that they hyped through the
oh,
whole thing.
Oh, tell that to Two Broke Girls.
Where is Two Broke Girls? Are they still on?
I don't
oh, no, but
so.
I mean, they were on for like six
a little
seasons.
Bit of a role. Yeah, you're right. That one did stick. Yeah, that's a good point. Gonorrhea, though, probably not. An all-new gonorrhea.
On tonight.
It's stronger, I'm harder to get rid of.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. But it's always some crap.
With a special visit from Super Gonorrhea.
With the critics will say it will be the next great show.
Watch it once. Have to live with it forever.
Gonorrhea.
You'll be
no, that,
hooked.
No, that's herpes. They canceled that last
turn
season.
This channel off.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a woman changes lyrics from time in a bottle to time in a bunghole. Meanwhile, Long Island Middle School tells students to stop losing their $350 Montclair Shoal. Walmart bans women riding in electric cart drinking wine from Pringles can. Kylie Jenner's dethroned on Instagram by someone you'd or something you'd fry in a pan. And a drunk Kentucky mom drives drunk at speeds of 150 miles an hour to teach son a lesson. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
On our top story, a man had five of his Rolex watches stolen by a woman that he met in a club. When officers arrested her, they found one rather quickly, but had to go digging for the other four. Turns out,
tell me the butt.
She had all four on her person, but inside of
her pelvic region. She went in the front end.
Now I'm traveling. Okay. See, I didn't know the story, and now I'm going back to Miles's.
I could save time.
Yeah.
In a Crown Royal bag.
Oh, okay.
That adds up.
It's always in the Crown Royal bag.
Always.
We've been saying this for years, people. Stop hiding your crap in a Crown Royal bag. If I break into your house,
I'm
the first thing I'm
that.
Looking for is your Crown Royal bag.
They're a versatile bag,
my
though, man.
God.
I've kept spare change in those things. My
Everything.
Old man,
whatever you're into is in there.
My old man kept all those Allen wrenches that they send you home with yeah. everything. Yeah, we had an entire Crown Royal bag full of those Allen wrenches.
I do have quite the collection of Allen wrenches, and I do, you know, hats off to IKEA.
Yeah, it's great. Now I'm good to go. Let's see here. She was arrested in charge, and you will never guess where that lovely story came
Florida.
From.
Florida!
Yeah, good guess. In other news, a man arrested on drug charges is making headlines due to his conduct inside of a police cruiser. You might have just heard about this on TV Time with Ted. He was originally arrested for cocaine trafficking when officers found him with more than 40 grams of cocaine. But he racked up additional charges when officers found he had chewed up and eaten pieces of the backseat of the cruiser, costing about $1,000 in damage.
Whoa.
And you will never guess where that story came from.
Florida.
Yeah.
Damn. Y'all. I mean, they just don't quit.
Yet again, we covered this a little bit earlier today. You know that Walmart always keeps it classy. A woman was banned from a Walmart in Texas after she rode around in the parking lot on one of those electric scooters, or rather electric carts, drinking wine from a Pringles can. That's really what completes it for me.
Absolutely. That makes the entire story, man.
I've wanted to roll around on one of those carts forever. Every time I walk by them, I always just want to jump on the thing and jack it.
I'm not trying to talk the retail thing, but if you can't go around and see what you want without walking, why don't you just stay at home and order it online?
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Okay, like you don't need to use an electric cart. Like, you can just click your finger. All we're asking, does your index finger move up and down?
You could just order an electric scooter.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, you can get one.
And empty Pringles cans. Right. I don't want the chips. It's my wine vessel.
Like, you didn't even have a plastic bottle you could pour that wine into? No, Pringles can. That's the way we're going with this.
I mean, that...
I think it's the less obvious choice. I don't think that she was being stupid.
I think she's a drunk.
I think it's a crime of opportunity. This was the best thing instead of just chugging from a bottle.
That's what I mean. I think she did it because if you drop a bottle, the bottle breaks. I honestly think she put it in the Pringles can because that's how she rolls.
Problem is, you see someone drinking out of a Pringles can. I've never seen that before is the problem.
We did have that conversation. At what point do you reassess? And apparently this is not rock bottom quite yet. It should be noted that was at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That, right?
Oh, wow.
Reevaluate.
Oh, yeah. She's having a good day. Speaking of drunk driving, it has happened again, gents. The woman had allegedly chugged a bunch of beers and gotten behind the wheel to, quote, teach her son a lesson. And she had a blood alcohol level of 0.161.
And never explained what the lesson was.
Not
you know
all.
Why? Because she was lying.
This is what happens when you drive drunk.
Your mommy goes to jail, and I'm humiliate you for life.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't drink out of a Pringles can.
That bitch is trashy.
Priorities, son.
Trashy.
Let's go to lovely San Jose, California, where a couple have so much income that they're able to afford a $1,500 a month apartment in the city for not themselves, but their cats.
Ah, San Jose.
They shoved their two cats into a studio apartment that they are affording for $1,500 a month. It's got
why wouldn't you want to live with your pet? Why would you get a pet if you didn't
you
want
don't
to live
want
with
to, I mean, more than right. anything.
And the landlord goes in there and pets them.
Give it to a kid that you know wants to have a pet.
A landlord wants the money. I don't care what you have in there.
Right?
It's not illegal.
I'm with you. I don't understand. Like, they're
or hire someone to live there with them to take care of them.
No, Miles, it's for them.
It's the landlord. The landlord goes in there and takes care of them. Why do you have the dadgum cat? They don't live with you. You're not taking care of them.
You don't spend any time with them. This,
right.
This is like you're raising your own kids.
Right. Because
if you're that type of person to do that, then you're obviously not
money.
Caring about anything.
This headline makes me smile. There's not much context needed. Egg smashes Kylie Jenner's Instagram record. I love it. Basically, someone set out to make a picture of an egg get more likes on Instagram than Kylie Jenner's record, and it broke it in no time, racking up 26.5 million likes.
That explains why she was so angry.
They are incredible.
Beating Jenner's earlier record of 18 million. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle joins us. And once again, we will sit and spin. Ted was high today.
Yes, indeed. Real, real high.
So high.
Yeah.
So high.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
Stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.